Like a Virgin.
With Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
Darling, he's a rapper, producer, singer and MC. Brisbane's very own Nerve is here with us. Nerve, welcome back to Triple J. How are you?
Mate, I am beaming right now. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be here. Happy to see you guys.
Oh, very happy to see you, and you've dressed for the occasion.
Oh, mate, yeah. Had to go with the black tie, but I got the TNs on still. Yeah. I know, you know, people got to pay attention to that. I haven't got the full get up though. You know, you missed the gloves.
There's something still to come.
Oh, I want to ask about this get up very soon.
Yeah.
As we get into your original end cover. I mean, rapper, producer, singer, MC, I feel like you could also add a traveling influencer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's the newest. That's 2026, yeah. Because I'm trying to get the bag up, bro. Like, put me on a plane and tell me what to do. I'm a travel influencer.
What's been your favorite spot? You've been to the UK and the Philippines?
Yeah, for Lucky Dip, for my content. I've also been to Singapore. I've been to Norway. I've got plans moving forward to do a bit more of Europe and Japan.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, honestly, Philippines was incredible. Like, I went and visited a friend's family. So, we went to his province and flipped a record there. And it was just, like, so awesome.
Yeah. One of the things I love doing travel solo. And one of the things many people say is avoid all the tourist traps.
Yeah.
They're like, don't go. And I'm like, well, tourists are getting trapped for a reason.
Right.
I want to go to these tourist attractions.
Just don't order any food there and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Ty went on a big slide recently in Vietnam.
Yeah. Alpine coaster. I did the whole 10 yards.
Mate, you have to do it once.
Yeah. Have you dabbled in any tourist attractions?
I mean, Eiffel Tower. Oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously. But like, I can't think, you know, honestly, these days I feel like a tourist in my own city in Brisbane, because I just like don't go into the city. And like when I go around like the city, I'm like, wow, this looks so nice. You know what I mean? Just because like I'm either in the studio, I'm in bed, or I'm in another country or in another city. Yeah.
Tourist in your own town though.
Yeah.
Tourist in your own town. I mean, last time that you were here at Triple J in the studio, you were in a studio session with last year's Unearth High winner Driz as part of his prize.
Yeah.
How was that experience working with a younger artist?
Man, shout out Driz, bro. He's really got his stuff together for his age. Like, I hadn't even started making music at that age, you know what I mean? And he like knew how he wanted to record. He knew what he was talking about. He knew what beats he wanted. We knocked out a tune in like 2-3 hours. And like, I've just seen what he's doing, and he's just got his stuff locked down, man. He's got a good team around him. He's got swag. You know what I mean? Like, what's more important than
most
that?
Most important thing.
Exactly. So,
Is there an artist in your career that's done that same thing for you, that or given you a piece of advice or mentored you that sort of stuck with you over time?
Yeah, definitely. I think, honestly, I've gotten so much good advice this year specifically. Like, I have, and it's not just from artists. I've been getting good advice from, like, my family, like my sister, friends that I've reconnected with that I haven't seen in a few years. Joy, who worked on all of this stuff and has worked on some of my album, like just getting a lot of good advice from people on things that I used to think was sort of like not, like they didn't matter, but they do actually really matter when it comes to like being an artist and being a public figure and all those little things, like even down to like your scent, your smell, the things you wear, how you carry yourself, like, yeah.
And also going to tourist traps and
and
advice like being a tourist in your own town.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of the looks and, you know, the swag, when you were in the Like a Virgin studio last time, looking very different, that was in 2021.
Oh my gosh.
With DC Death Rays.
yeah, the hair.
On their cover of Rockstar. Do you remember about that time?
Honestly, that time was so crazy. I think I was about to fly to Perth the next day I was going there for tour, and I flew 5 people out, and the COVID like lockdown rules changed mid-flight. So we got grounded when we got there and I couldn't even do my show. And it was just like the most stressful, like, waste of money time. But also, like, that was crazy because I met DZ the day before. So like that was the first time I met them.
My God.
Did a rehearsal, bang, like straight into the studio, and I was just like, I was just doing my best, man. Like, you know what I mean? I was just trying my best and I had a great time. I had such a great time. Those guys are incredible. And then, you know, obviously we went on tour together. That was amazing. Such good people. And I had tons of fun doing that. But it feels crazy, crazy to be back here for my own one.
That's right. Like, and here's to hoping it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nerve, in the Like A Virgin studio, time to find out which song of yours you'll be performing as your original. Which one have you picked?
I have picked you.
Yeah.
Me?
You. Yes, you.
Let's get into it. The original from Nerve for Like A Virgin. You're here on Triple J. It is you, Nerve. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I saw somebody and they remind me of someone, like I've seen them before. There's this like warmth to them. And I just sat there trying not to stare too long because it's a bit ridiculous really. But then they're gone off at the next stop before I can decide whether this is fate or I'm just being dramatic again.
Thought I was just passing through, I was on a boys night, but the plans might move, the lights in your eyes stopped me in my shoes. I was down all week, now I'm looking at you, now I don't feel so blue. I hope you don't call me rude, but the time just stopped, now it's 1:45, I don't wanna go home if it ain't with you. There's things about me that I wanna improve, I can't say the same about the way you move. Wouldn't change one thing, it's all flawless, true. And I'm stuck to you like the gum on my shoe, and you left a mark like a punch in the tooth, and you stole my heart, what the fuck do I do? No, I can't cop you the new Jimmy Choo's, but I ain't cause I'm broke. I just wanna put you in a house with a view and a ring or a few. And a coupe, windows down, sky looking all blue. I was blue for a while, then I saw your eyes. I was down all week, now I'm looking at you. 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 You, I was down all week, now I'm looking at you. Thought I was just passing through, I was on a boys' night, but the plans might move, the lights in your eyes stopped me in my shoes. I was down all week, now I'm looking at you. Now I don't feel so blue. I hope you don't call me rude, but the time just stopped. Now it's 1:45, I don't wanna go home if I ain't with you. 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 This house ain't a home if I ain't with you. 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 I don't wanna go home if I ain't with you. 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 This house ain't a home if I ain't with you. Haven't even met you yet, but we go together like honey and tea. If you got a man, that's cool, but I feel envy. So green like money and trees. I don't even know your name, but I bet it looks good next to mine on a leaflet. Mr. and Mrs. Honeymoon suite on a flight overseas, wherever you wanna be. B, I'm in too deep, I don't even know what country I'm in next week. And I'm falling in love off a drink and a dream, but this life too short to be thinking, please. Please, I've been on stage trying to chase my dreams. Never nervous once, but the thought of talking to you right now makes my knees feel weak. Yeah, weak, I don't wanna miss my chance, could be lethal. If you like love songs, then I'm the Beatles. Haven't met yet, but I hope there's a sequel. Haven't met you yet, but my mind on our future. I wrote a whole song, but I ain't made a move. Next thing you're outside catching an Uber. Thought I was just passing through, I was on a boys' night, but the plans might move. The lights in your eyes stopped me in my shoes. I was down all week, now I'm looking at you. Now I don't feel so blue. I hope you don't call me rude, but the time just stopped. Now it's 1:45, I don't wanna go home if I ain't with you. I don't wanna go home if I ain't with you. 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 This house ain't a home if I ain't with you. 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 I don't wanna go home if I ain't with you. 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 This house ain't a home if I ain't with you.
Like you'll see someone and envision what your whole life looks with them. If you find someone on a similar frequency to you, regardless of if you're very different, like you can, I don't know, maybe I'm extra spiritual, but I wonder how much of that is influenced by like levels of already like knowing someone.
What if you don't know them at all?
No, but I'm in this life.
There it is. Beautiful. From Nerve here for Like A Virgin, hitting it off with the original. It is you, Nerve. How are you feeling? Haven't done that. Have you performed that song live yet?
No.
Wow.
It's very fresh.
Yeah. I've never performed that song live. Not that many people have even heard it before I released it. And it's really, I mean, like, to be honest with you, I've been like crying to that song like so many times. Like, honestly, like, it just means a lot. That song means a lot to me. And I probably say that about every song, but by the time I release them, I'm usually sick of them. Yeah. This one, like, means a lot to me. And it means a lot to me because of the people that helped me make it and supported me in putting it out, you know?
Love a song that starts with a voice note intro as well.
Yeah.
Who's the voice?
The voice is my friend Rani. And she's a lover, absolute lover. Like, I sent her like the draft of my album and she was immediately obsessed with this song and wouldn't stop listening to it. And like, I had it on like a private SoundCloud link and the plays on that, which I was like, wait, is this released? I was like, have I released this accidentally? It was like 500
going
plays.
Viral on private.
Yeah. Going viral in Rani's
triple
house.
Triple platinum in her house.
And so basically like I asked her, you know, have you ever experienced love at first sight? Because the concept for the song for me was like, I wrote it when I was in London and it was like you're on the tube for 2 hours every day. And like, you know, you'll see someone and be like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You imagine your whole life with them. And then they just get off at the next station. You never see them again. And you're like, damn. And I tell people that when I wrote the song, I was like, you ever had that? Everyone's like, yep, every week, every day. So I feel like there's a lot of people now, they're like having trouble. Like, modern dating is crazy, right?
Do you reckon the tube is the most romantic mode of transport?
Hell no. Hell no. The so most funny. Romantic form of transport is probably like the back of a tuk-tuk because you're like squished together. You know what I mean? Like, this is a long story. I won't go into it. But like, just getting squished together in the back of something, like in the back of a car or like, or like a horse, maybe? Horse and carriage. Surely a horse and carriage. Horse and carriage. Yeah,
but it's like it's a ride share. It's a pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Horse and carriage pool. You got to pick someone up.
Yeah, I'm just in an Uber pool with like a bunch of roses just waiting for like who's going to jump in.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do in 2026. Yeah, I mean, this song, it is going crazy. Fans from all over the world who are into it. One of the comments, there's something Russian about you. I don't understand what it is.
I don't know how to take that, but like, I'll take it. I think it's the haircut and the jacket. Let's hope it's that.
I think it's very complimentary.
Yeah, I think, look, I don't know what happened there, but like that video just got like 2 million views in like 2 days.
Crazy.
And like 20-30% of it was Russians. No idea why. I've never experienced anything like that. I'm waking up to like selfies from Russian people. Someone sent me a photo and said, my wife just had our daughter to your song.
Yeah.
2 days after the song dropped. Like, are you kidding?
Soundtracking the daughter's birth.
I really thought AI had gotten crazy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would never expect this, but also like, this is what I always wanted, you know, so, to have something blow up like that. So it feels good. And I'm just trying to like, keep it pushing, man.
That's it. Enjoy it.
I want to go Europe. I want to go.
Absolutely. And you're making connections, you know, close to the European borders.
Yeah. Godfather of some Russian baby, you know, like, yeah, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Nerve in the studio with us, due to do his cover for Like a Virgin. And we, of course, have been giving out the clue all morning. The song title includes a body part. You've been guessing on 0439757555. We're going to be back with Nerve right up after this.
Like a Virgin
with Abby and Tyrone.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Abby and Tyrone with you in the midst of Like a Virgin. We've had an original from Nerve taking on his song You for the very first time. And very soon we're going to find out what you are covering. But the most important thing that we have to talk about and congratulate you on is a big achievement from earlier this year. You graduated from uni with a degree in engineering. Clearly that was a big thing for you, hey?
Yeah, Matt, bro. Like, that took me so long. Oh my gosh. Like I'm talking like deferred like 6 times, like, but pretty much enrolled for like 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I started that pretty much my university journey has been the same length as my music journey. Wow. You know, so like 10 years, like I started making beats when I started uni. So, and I started, stop both things, you know. So big thing for me, yeah.
What's the worst assignment you had to do?
Oh my gosh. There are the group ones, definitely. The group ones. 100% the group ones, because they nearly killed me. Like two of them nearly killed me. Like I had like
the people.
No. Just like I got like sinusitis, chest infections, oh, just from the stress. Like I'd be in the lab 35 hours a week and I had three other subjects to do and a tour coming up or something. Do you know what I mean?
Are like, you the kind of person in a group assignment who is...
take on all the stress and freak out? Yeah. I front load stress so bad. You should have seen me planning this like a version. Like,
it is kind of like a group assignment.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm like, and everyone else like is so talented and killed it. And I wasn't worried. I shouldn't have been worried about anything. But a month ago, I was like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to, you know? So I think, yeah, the group assignments, we made a pager, a Wi-Fi pager. That nearly killed me.
My
for
God.
For real. Like I was dying. Yeah, just group assignments.
Well,
man.
You can tell all the stress really builds up because you did say here, and I have this here, all my ops are so damn bad because if I quit rap, I'll just use my engineering degree to cut off power to your mum's house.
That's crazy. How did you get that?
Have you had to follow through on that threat yet?
Nah, but someone replied to the thing and was like, I could actually do that. My husband works in the power grid. And I was like, I'm going to save your contact and just, you know, come back to this when I need to. You know what I mean?
Now,
that's deep cut.
We touched on a little bit earlier, your series called Lucky Dip.
Yes.
Tell us about that. And you're almost up to like 50.
I think we might be 50 now. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I learned how to make music by sampling vinyl. And so it's kind of just harking back to how I'd learned how to make music. I go somewhere, it might be here, it might be overseas. I find a record, I find people, and I make a song. And it could be with other people, by myself, with a local record, with a record from somewhere else. For me, it's a really nice way to travel because I'm not good at like planning itineraries. Mm. I follow food and then just whatever gets thrown in my face. So if I have to go somewhere to get a record, find somewhere to flip it and find someone to do it with, then it just makes me have to find everything else in between because obviously it's the journey, right? So, but I'm not good at like spontaneous stuff. So that helps me.
If you could choose between only producing or rapping for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Producing, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, because like when I'm 80, are you gonna want to hear me rap? Maybe.
Yes.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
But producing, I do producing 90% of the time, and I just think there's no language in producing. Like you know, I can go and make K-pop, and with a K-pop writer, and I can go and make like ballet funk. I can do anything. Like I know where I stand as a vocalist and as a writer and as me as a person, but as a producer I can kind of become anything if I want to and if I'm with the right person. Mm. And I think like I can picture me being 70 years old sitting at like some massive desk and just like, you know, like super accomplished, like someone's just like, yeah, we're bringing in like 5-time platinum Billboard whatever, and I'm just like, yeah,
bring like hell yeah, bring them in,
I got a hit for them. You know what I mean?
I mean, with that being said, you are going to be rapping right now, which we are very glad to be hearing. Nerve in the Like a Virgin studio. I think it's about time that we reveal what you are going to be covering. It is a song that includes a body part in its title. What are we covering?
I'm bringing sexy back.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And amen to that.
I am bringing sexy back.
Is the suit was another clue.
Suit and tie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Suit and
yeah.
tie.
And like
know?
This, like, well, yeah. And the sunnies and the gloves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe not the TNs, but that's my spin. That's my spin.
Justin Tien Balik.
Oh, that was not bad. Hey. Did you write that earlier? You just came up with that now.
Rapper or producer for the rest of your life? Quick, Abby.
Rapper, for sure.
Wordsmith. Now, we were talking group assignments. There are some very special guests that I can see who will be in the studio with you.
Yes.
Who's jumping on? Can we do a little run through of this
call.
Crew?
So roll call. We have Joy on synth, also helped a lot with direction for the whole thing. We have Ruby Jackson on backing vocals, Miss Kanina on backing vocals. Whoa. We have my boy YS on the drums. We have Emma and Charlotte on the strings and myself. So it's just kind of a pretty insane crew.
It's all happening. We got drums, we got strings, we got BVs.
Yeah, it's all popping. I'm terrified because I've never really played, like apart from DZ, never really played with a band before. So I'm just going in like pretty blind, like let's just give it a crack, see what happens. But I am surrounded by goats, so it's all good.
Well, we got to stop thinking about it. We got to get into it.
Let's
Justin
it.
Timberlake, sexy back as done by Nerve for his Like a Virgin right now. Nerve, you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
When I get the bag, I go and spend the bag. I reinvest the bag, then get an extra bag. Baby girl, look at extra bad. She got ADD, bringing Dexys back. And even though I'm bringing Dexys back, I got a hectic jab, so don't test me loud. Ayo, you ready? Ayo, YS, you ready? Ayo, Strings, you ready? Ayo, Joy, you ready? Ayo, ladies, you ready? Triple J, you ready? Everyone, you ready? Well, okay. I'm bringing sexy back. Them other boys don't know how to act. I think you're special, what's behind your back? So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Take up to the chorus.
Come here, girl.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Drinks on me.
Go ahead,
let me see what you're twerking with.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Look at those hips.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
You make me smile.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Go ahead, child.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy on.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy on.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Get your sexy on.
My God, I don't know the last time I moved that much listening to a Liger version, watching a Liger version.
Someone say a white wine in studio.
Catch that.
Watch it. I mean, that was insane. How are you feeling? You were nervous.
I feel incredible.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I think when I reached out to everyone to do this, I told them the number one thing I want is for everyone to have so much fun. Fun. So like, I wanted everyone to know what they're doing so that we can just have a ball in there. And I think that's what we did, you know?
And that's exactly what it looked like as well. We were having just as much fun listening to it and watching it unfold. I love the, there was a bit of I'm a Piano in there, bit of influence there.
Yeah.
Also, subtle Beyonce partition reference.
Yeah, boy, big time, G. Like, that is a banger. And like, when I showed Kanina, she loved that and the Amapiano stuff because YS, he's a killer on the Afrobeats. And like, we cooked everything up and he was like, I got an idea. And like, he knows that my gym playlist is like 90% Afro house and Amapiano. So that's like what I'm boxing to every day. And we were in the studio and he's like, I got an idea. And then he just whips that up and I was like, no way. Put the whistle in. And then like, yeah, bro, like crazy, crazy, crazy. And so, yeah, like just the way that we spliced it all together, I couldn't be happier. You know,
how did you land on the song?
Oh, get this. So when I first kind of was like, I want to do this, and I was like, okay, shit, what do I do? In my time of need, I hit up my older sister, absolute savior. I go, oh, what do I play? What do I play? She sent me Boy Soda's Like a Virgin, mm-hmm. said, this is great. Mm-hmm. I love this. When someone takes a song and changes it like this, and then she just sent Sexy back. And I went, nah, that's it. You know, I was just like, this is going to eat. Like, seriously.
You had no questions.
No questions. Without a doubt, you said nothing. She said Sexy back. I went bang. I was still in the Philippines and it was like 7 a.m. and she just sent that and I was like, done. Done. As soon as I land back home, we're doing this. And I sent them a full demo and said, I cannot carry on living unless I play this, and I've already made the whole thing. And they were like, you know what? Sounds all right. Let's do that. And
can't
I was like, thank you
that.
So
and
much.
And I've got my outfit planned.
Yeah, so. Like that. Come on, G.
It's giving CIA.
Yeah.
Nerve in the studio with us. Just wrapped up the Like a Virgin. Looking forward to the future now. You've just announced your new album, Growing Pains.
Yes.
You're also taking it on the road in October.
Yes.
What can you tell us about what we can expect? Are you going to throw the Like a Virgin in there?
Oh my gosh. On the tour?
Come on.
That would be insane. Yeah, I think I will be doing that. The album, man, like a lot of rave centric stuff, still obviously rap, still obviously, lots of rapping, but I think this one's like, I want big sound systems. I want strobe lights. I want people feeling euphoric. I want crying. I want laughing. I want raving. And I just want people to feel something because we all, you know, people say, oh, there's no unique experience anymore. Like, you know, on TikTok and stuff, but it's like, it's true and it's not, but like, everyone goes through similar stuff just in a different way. And I want people to know that. And I want people to feel that. And the tour, I just want to have a massive rave with my people and just have a good time.
Look,
yeah.
If you want to see what you can expect energy-wise, go check out the video right now of this Like a Virgin. Nerve taking on Justin Timberlake, Sexy back. Nerve, what an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the album and with the tour. Cannot wait to see everything that happens.
Thank you.
Absolutely smashed it. And stick around. We're going to tell you who's coming up on Like a Virgin next week very, very soon. You're on Triple J.